Note, I'm Laurel Bowman. Opponents of Myanmar's coup protested again on Saturday, and international pressure on the military junta to halt its repression of democracy supporters increased, with Asian neighbors joining Western countries in condemning lethal force. A young man was shot and killed in one of the most turbulent neighborhoods of the main city, Yangon, a resident and media reported, taking the death toll since the February 1st coup to 238. This is according to a tally by an activist group called the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Thai police shot water cannon on Saturday at anti-government protesters from behind a barricade of shipping containers and barbed wire to stop protesters from advancing towards the Grand Palace in Bangkok. About 1,000 protesters gathered near the Grand Palace in an area known as Royal Field. Half of all adults in Britain have now received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose, becoming the world's first major economy to hit that milestone. Health Minister Matt Hancock said on Twitter the figure had been reached after over 660,000 shots were administered on Friday. Palestinians took another step in preparations for their first parliamentary election in 15 years on Saturday, opening registration offices to admit the political parties and independent candidates that will take part. The May 22nd election in the West Bank and Gaza is part of a broader push for reconciliation between President Mahmoud Abbas's faction and rival Islamist group Hamas. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. France, Poland, and Ukraine.